Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What faith? What confidence? What assurance we should have. Build that inside of you every day of your life. Live by it. Stop wasting time. The thing that brings you no good. Anything that is good. Stop wasting time with it. Why would you, if you're investing in something to make money and you find out this investment is a bad deal, you gonna keep on investing in it? No, you're not. Well, why'd you waste time with the devil? He does not have anything good. I don't care how he paint it. I don't care how he fix it. I don't care what he says. It's rotten. It's no good. If you go with it, you're gonna wind up empty, defeated. You're gonna wind up deceived. You're gonna wind up embarrassed. You're gonna wind up shamed. You're gonna wind up hurting. Hallelujah. But if you go with God, you'll stand in the victory lane with your hand raised, shouting the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to Jesus. Despising the shame, despising, ignoring the shame, is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. You can't get no higher than that. I say you can't get any higher than that. And Psalm 119 and 130 says, still amplified, the interest and unfolding of your word gives light. Here's where I want to take a few minutes, a few whatever. The interest unfolding of your word gives light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. I don't care how simple, how unlearned, how unqualified. If you get that word on the inside of you, it'll change everything. Did y'all, I think we read it in one of the books. I think it was either How to Be Led by Your Spirit or The Upper Room, one of the two. There was a girl, I think it's in How to Be Led by Your Spirit. It's not in that one. Anyway, The Upper Room, Prayer Beyond what? Tongue Beyond the Upper Room. This girl was, they sent her to school, and finally they told the parents to come get her because she just couldn't learn. He said he was having a meeting one night, this particular night, said this is what she would do in church. If she happened to be over here and her mama's sitting with my wife, she's back there, she'd get down on the floor, 18 years old, crawl up on the seats, get to a mama, or she may pull up a dress and just step over the seat. But one night she came to the altar. One, I don't know whatever night or day, but one time she came to the altar and got born again. Overnight, her mentality changed 90%. Why am I saying that? The interest of thy word gives light. It gives understanding to the most simplest person there is. So don't allow the enemy to tell you that you're too far gone. You can't do it. That's why you have to look away from that and look unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus. Get the word on the inside of you. Get the word on the inside of you first. It'll stop you from thinking little. It'll stop you from wishing you could have a million and teach you how to get a million. I'm going to say it again. See, if you remain empty of the word, you always wish you had a million. You always be saying, if I had a million, this is what I'd do. But if you get the word on the inside of you, you'll go get a million. And then you'll do. But if you don't get the word on the inside of you, you always say, Pastor, if I had a million. Sound like the fellow said, he asked the guy, said, if you had 2 million, you'd give me one. He said, you know I would. You know I give you one. He said, if you had 2 hogs, he said, would you give me one? He said, now you know I got 2 hogs. Long as he was wishing, but when it came to reality, he didn't want to do. So if you get the word, so this word can change you from inside out. It changes the way you think. It changed your thinking from small to large, big, beyond. This word will call you to think way beyond anything you can do in the natural. It take you far out there, way out there. Not wishing, but you think. And because you can think it, your faith can go there. And if you get that word in you, your faith can go wherever the word. Whatever level of the words you get in, your faith can go there and do it. Did you hear what I said? Hallelujah. And you'll talk that way all the time. Your present condition will not determine how you talk. When you get the word in you. You can have 50 cents, but you'll talk like a millionaire. Because the word, that's how you get there. You do not let circumstances determine what you say. You allow the word to become, give it first place, and then you begin to speak confident and not wavering back and forth. And you won't be doing, if I had, Pastor, you know, if I had it, you'll say, I'm putting my faith out there. Why am I saying this? Because we are going to get in that new building next year by camp meeting. Amen. What date we said, June what? 21st? Somewhere, was it June 21st? We are going to be ready and in there ready to shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.